Chapter 26. They were on the Southeast Expressway with Suit driving.
"Why are we going to Hempstead?"
Suit said. "See what we can find out about Rebecca and Roberta Bangston," Jesse said.
"They're from Hempstead?"
"Yep."
"Who are we going to talk with?" Suit said.
"Start with the Hempstead Chief of Police."
"Wow," Suit said. "Two in the same room. What am I doing there?"
Jesse grinned. "We may need coffee," he said. Suit nodded.
"It's good to be useful," he said.
Hempstead was the most affluent town in the southern commuter suburbs. The police station was white clapboard with green shutters.
"Slick," Suit said, as he got out of the car.
"What's wrong with red brick?" Jesse said.
"You see an awful lot of it," Suit said.
"I suppose," Jesse said. The chief's office was big. It had a big desk and a big American flag and big windows which overlooked a golf course. The chief was dark-haired and overweight, but his uniform was tailored to fit.
"Howard Parrott," he said, when Jesse came in.
"Jesse Stone," Jesse said.
"And Luther Simpson."
They all shook hands.
"We're down here looking into a couple of former residents," Jesse said. "Twins who, when they lived here, were Roberta and Rebecca Bangston."
"The Bangstons are a well-known family here," Parrott said.
"You know them?"
"I knew Mr. and Mrs. Bangston," Parrott said. "Had a big place on the water. Had a huge picnic every year. Raised a lot of money for Catholic charities."
"The twins would be about 41, Jesse said.
"So they graduated high school in 1986, Parrott said. He grinned.
"I'm not that quick at math," he said. "One of my nephews graduated that year. My sister's kid. I was a patrolman then. Kids had a huge beer party, and we had to break it up. I hadn't been there, he'd have been tossed in the clink."
"What's an uncle for?" Jesse said.
"You got that right," Parrott said. "To serve and protect and get your nephew off."
Parrott grinned again and leaned back in his chair.
"Now he's a cop too," Parrott said. "Works for me."
"Probably grateful," Jesse said.
"Sure," Parrott said. "He was a kid, you know. You guys ever drink too much?"
Suit nodded. Jesse said, "Now and then."
"Sure," Parrott said. "Me too. Why are you interested in the Bangston girls?"
"Roberta's husband was murdered," Jesse said.
"Really? What a shame. You suspect the girls?"
"Nope."
"So why are you down here talking about them?" Parrott said.
"Got nowhere else to be," Jesse said.
"That's police work for you," Parrott said, "isn't it?"
"Gotta start somewhere," Jesse said.
"Let me make a suggestion," Parrott said. "I got a rotary meeting at noon, but my nephew's here. Why don't I turn you over to him? I'll bet he even knows these girls."
"Go to high school with him?" Jesse said.
"No," Parrott said. "He went to Hempstead High. Bangstons would have sent their kids to Holy Spirit."
"Catholic school," Jesse said.
"Yeah, but the schools are close and the kids mix with each other," Parrott said.
He leaned forward and flipped a switch on the intercom.
"Sergeant Mike Mayo, please come to the chief's office," Parrott said.